Warm moon. Tonight is the warm moon, and I can feel their earthly stirrings under my feet. They've begun to awaken the soil, and so have awakened the hyacinth, primrose, crocus, and daffodils. The robins have returned. Traffic light yellow for Scythia blooms signal a suggestion to slow down. Most days are littered with checkboxes, each a small officer of time. Why wasn't I incarnated as a worm with life as my only occupation? It's not easy wading upstream in this hustle river where, if you duck your duties, hide in a hammock, get caught giggling, there'll be consequences. The average 4-year-old laughs 300 times a day. The average 40-year-old 4 times a day. There's no evidence that worms possess any capacity for laughter. Maybe I'll keep my humanity. Later, I dream I'm the worm from those Richard Scarry books, alpine hat, one sneaker, red bow tie, driving an apple car. But instead of cruising around busy town at 15 miles per hour, giving enthusiastic head bobs to Huckle the Cat and Hilda Hippo, who blushes when she sees me, I'm barreling down the wrong lane on the fucking Verrazano in a skateboard-wheeled fruit mobile. The ape who drives a banana and the pig who cruises around in a pickle appear on either side of me, dodging SUVs and deadlines, depleted, vinyl-seated, doomed. I go to wave to my co-conspirators, but I realize I have no arms or any idea how I was steering. I crash through the guardrail and sail off the bridge, but luckily the apple's leaves start spinning like a helicopter propeller. I awake to the worm moon trickling through my window. It seems to say, you don't have to do all the things the light of day demands.